We've just learned that Trump Organization Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg has surrendered to the Manhattan District Attorney's Office ahead of expected criminal charges against him and the company in connection with alleged tax crimes. And Karen Conti, our legal expert, is with us. Karen, I thought that this would happen in the afternoon. What's going on here? Any idea?
No, I mean, I think the charges are going to be revealed at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And I think what happens is the lawyers for Weisselberg knew this was going to happen. And instead of having him go out and be handcuffed, he surrenders himself ahead of the game. So he doesn't have to at least suffer that lack of dignity, I guess. So, yeah, we'll see more on what the allegations are because we really don't know what the charges are at this point.
Was the big question whether the Trump Organization would be named? And, of course, it has now. Did that surprise you?
No, it hasn't. I mean, they've been looking at the Trump Organization for years, and that's the whole thing of getting tax returns and all of these things. I think it started really when it had to do with the Stormy Daniels payout. And remember, Michael Cohen, the lawyer for Donald Trump, used organization money to pay her. And then, you know, there was that allegation that that was against the voter laws. And so, of course, you start looking at things and then you see all kinds of payouts. Apparently, the allegations are that the organization was paying personal bills for a lot of the people associated with the organization. And you can't do that and call that and not call that income. So if the organization is paying your rent and paying your insurance and paying for your car and your child's wedding, that's not compensation. I mean, it is compensation, and it has to be taxed. And that's, I think, one of the allegations that's going to be made.
The statement from Donald Trump and his organization reads as follows. The company's actions were things that are standard practice throughout the U.S. business community and in no way a crime. What happens next, Karen?
Well, Weisselberg will be charged. Excuse me. And I think what you're going to see is a lot of pressure put on him to flip on Donald Trump himself, family members and the like. So that's usually how they start. They start a little bit lower and they try to get up the food chain to see if there will be some movement that way. I mean, they're clearly after Donald Trump. It's pretty clear to me that that's what they're trying to do.
Now on to the Bill Cosby case and that surprise yesterday, and I guess we could say, based on a technicality, he's free. Do the victims here have any further legal recourse?
They probably don't. I think the statute of limitations is probably run on most of the criminal cases. And this was a technicality, Bob. It certainly doesn't mean that he's innocent. But a deal was made about 16 years ago with a prosecutor's office. And the deal was that the prosecutor said, we're not going to prosecute you, Bill Cosby, as long as you testify in a deposition in that civil case with the same accuser. And so the deal was signed. It was a written agreement. And he testified in that case. And now they took, you know, when they prosecuted him, they took those statements that he made in the deposition and used it against him. And frankly, I can't stand the result of this. I don't like it whatsoever, but it's probably the correct legal decision because Cosby made a deal. The prosecution's office cut the deal, and then the new prosecutor many years later reneged on the deal.
Whose fault is this that this happened?
Well, I mean, you could say that the new prosecutor probably shouldn't have brought the charges to begin with. But I think the prosecutor wanted, you know, was outraged that 60 women have come to the forefront to say the same thing happened to them. And the prosecutor just took the chance that the court wasn't going to buy that argument. I don't know. I can't really tell you why the prosecutor chose not to honor the deal.
Well, I'll tell you something. Between the Trump story and the Cosby story, you're going to have an earful on your program coming up this weekend on WGN Radio.
Absolutely.
You'll be with us, what is it, Sunday 3 to 5?
That's right.
Okay. Karen Conti, attorney at Conti Law. Thank you, Karen.
Have a nice 4th, everyone.